Something, or someone, is coming up the hill.
And Father Wolf crouched down low, ready to spring. The bushes parted, and it was a little human baby boy, standing there on pudgy legs and hardly able to balance himself. Father Wolf relaxed, and he called back, "It is a man-cub, Mother Wolf."
"A man-cub? I have never seen a man-cub. Bring him to me."
And a moment later, Father Wolf had delicately lifted the little human boy and brought him into the cave. So gentle was he that there was not a single tooth mark on the baby's skin as he set him down among the baby wolves.
"See,"
said Mother Wolf,
"he is not afraid of us at all. He pushes our babies aside, and now he is nursing too."
Suddenly, the entranceway to the cave darkened. It was filled with the head and the shoulders of the great tiger, Shere Khan, and he was very angry.
"A man cub came this way," he said, and his voice echoed off the walls of the cave. "Where is this man cub? He is mine, mine, mine. I, Shere Khan, say so."
Father Wolf said, "And I tell you, we are members of the Free People," by which he meant the wolf pack. "We take no orders from a tiger, Shere Khan. Get you gone."
"I, Shere Khan, say, the man cub is mine, and I see him there among your pups. Give him to me."
And then it was that Mother Wolf shook herself loose of the nursing babies, and with her eyes blazing, she faced the great tiger.
"And I, Mother Wolf, tell you, I protect my young. Be gone from our cave now."
Shere Khan looked in. He realized that the cave was too small for him. If he somehow managed to get in at all, he would not have any room to turn and maneuver in a fight, and all the advantage would be with the wolves. And so he said,
"Another night, then."
And he withdrew from the cave, and they could hear him roaring in his anger and his hunger down through the trees below. Father Wolf, standing guard again, laughed. Mother Wolf was already lying down and nursing the babies again, and she called out to him,
"See how the little man cub wiggles, like a little frog, Father Wolf. That is it. We shall call him Mowgli, Little Frog."
And that is how Mowgli came to be a member of the family of Mother and Father Wolf.